it's the Cincinnati Buckeyes taking on the Black Flags of Droverton, Indiana. First match of the day was 15-14, Cincinnati over Georgetown. All right, everybody's going through their warm-ups. We got some Black Flags in Droverton and some Red Sox, some Black Sox, some Black Pants, some, you know, I believe because some of the Red Stockings are filling in with Droverton, but that's not a bad look. The black and white of Droverton, who have new uniforms this year, has a classic white short-sleeve jersey with a black collar with Droverton across the chest. Usually they're just white shirts. And gentleman right here, Batbreaker Connor, is leading off. And he's still got his red stockings on from being with the Red Stockings. That's not a bad look. I know it's not something you can do go forward being the Black Flags, but I don't know. I kind of dig it. And that's going to fall short of the center fielder. So Batbreaker is going to make his first on a mildly hit ball. Adequate. That's going to bring up one of the Redners, Kyle Splinter. No doubt from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fame. Kyle has the classic black slacks with the sweet-looking Droverton bandana hanging out the back pocket with the new jersey. I mean, basically, he's the cover model of the Black Flags, and then he reaches and hits it short of the center fielder out there, basically in the same spot, same kind of deal. Adequate. Kyle makes his first. Connor makes his second. It's going to bring up the other Redner, the better-looking Redner, Toots. they dress the exact same. I mean, you don't really have a choice. It's a baseball match, but I'm just saying. A couple of pitchers here that are coming up a little bit short. We got hands in the pockets on the center fielder. That's a $3 fine. Jay's going to hit it to the shortstop, and he's going to make the tags. He had to. It wasn't as close as it was going to look as Batbreaker kind of tried to run around him, but Yeti, who's playing short, got to him. The tag is on for the first out. Splinter's going to make a second. Toots is going to make his first. That's going to bring up Adam Johnson of Pennsylvania baseballing fame. Some know Adam as a phenomenal baseball player. Some know him from his Dungeons & Dragons exploits. And he hits it over to me just to bring me some attention. That's an error, sir. Foul ball. Like I said earlier, I am located right on I have the line of sight of the third base line with me. And there's not a lot of third base territory over here. Or over there, I should say. I'm back behind the catcher. I got plenty of room. But in third base, not a lot of foul. There's a hen house. Another reach. Reaching it. That's down the right field line. That's going to be foul. It's going to be in some bushes. Lots of reaching going on by the Black Flags early as the ball gets back into play. You know, it's dried up a little bit. The wind has died down. The conditions are much better than they were at the start of the first game. But I'm afraid that sun's not going to make an appearance today. So it's cloud cover for the entirety. And there's a well-hit ball out to center field. That's going to get past the center fielder. Running, bumbling, stumbling. Adam's going to go into second. Splinter's going to tally his ace. Toots is going to make his third. Dirtbag is going to make his second. And that's where we stand on that. That's going to bring up Jim Wood. Stick. Nobody enjoys vintage baseball and traveling around and just enjoying every second. He's not going to enjoy that as it's a bumbler to the pitcher. Pitcher's going to throw to first, and he is going to get Jim Wood. Jim Wood's coming up a little bit lame. The 80s version of that has not come out yet, so that's not what I mean by lame. He's feeling it in his leg a little bit. Adam Johnson's going to hustle over to third, and Toots scored on that or on the last one. I didn't see it. He's so quick. He's quick. I don't know when he scored, but he scored. Pops Wegman hits it to short. The shortstop's going to throw it to the second baseman. Interesting choice, seeing how there was nobody on first. But, hey, Pops is going to make his first. It's very possible, and I will ask Landon about this earlier. He might have been doing a relay because he was falling down as he caught that ball and wasn't going to be able to get it over to first. He might have been throwing it to the second baseman to try to finish that throw out for him. Here comes Rick Crumman two times with Pops Wegman on first with two outs. And the Black Flags have put three on the board. Directly to the third baseman, Brian Essen. Bootsy, boot scoot boogie, over to second base for the force. Landon comes up to make the throw to second, but not in time to get Pops. And that's going to bring up wrong way Jeff Rice with runners on first and second. A thigh. So I just got official word as Jim Wood walked by and smacked his thigh. He is, he's going to be running gingerly the rest of the day. But he's not out. Absolutely not. There's a high fly down the third base line. Unfortunately, Brian Essen's going to run out of room because there's no room. That he took three steps and was out of room. If he had had a fourth step, he would have caught that. Wrong way is going to get another chance at this. Wind is picking up a little bit now. Looks like it's blowing out to right field. You know, this field gives off a little optical illusion. They say it's 300 feet to left field. Maybe a little shorter to right field. It looks like it's a lot closer, though, when you walk by it. You're like, oh, they're going to be hitting in the woods all day. Not the case. We've only had one in the first match that rolled into the woods. Okay, we're back to play here with a low one. Yeah, pitcher's ready to hurl. Wrong way. Tomahawks it out to left. Left fielder coming in, makes a two-handed underhand grab to record the third out of the inning on wrong way. So after the half inning, 3-0 Black Flags. And we'll be coming up here with the Cincinnati Buckeyes. Coming up, the Buckeyes lineup is all vintage names. I don't know who they are except a couple of them, but it's going to go Baby, Yeti, Drift, Lefty, Quicksilver, Butta, Brandon, get a nickname. Let's go, Brandon. Jeez. Radish, Rook, Panama, Triple, Leadfoot, and Slide Rule. And still trying to determine if Slide Rule is because of the slide rule or because he's a mathematician of some sort that uses a slide rule, or if it's both a double entendre. We're leading off the inning with the baby who I see why he has his name. He's very baby-faced. No offense. He's young. And he's going to try to set the table. He'll be followed by Yeti. Black Flag to Drovkin got Clink behind the dish today at catcher and her. There's a pop-up over to the third baseman's head, an attempt at an over-the-shoulder touchdown catch, Randy Moss style, but he was not mossing it. And Baby's going to make his first on that. That's going to bring up Yeti. As I was saying, Jeanette Johnson playing catcher, she's solid. I don't even know if solid's good enough. Her defensive skills are top-notch. There's a Landon just hit the house. Did you hear it? Way foul. I mean, way foul. And it hit the house. There is a bat. Oh, somebody grabbed it. There was a bat out on the field. So they're going to have to go look for that ball. Way foul. I think somebody found it. Well, no, they did. That's quicker than when it was in the hen house. It's right down the third baseline. Yeti, will he overcompensate for what he just did, hitting it so far left? There's a high fly ball directly to the left fielder. He's coming in. Mishandle. Baby's going to take a second. Yeti's going to take his first. Lots of errors out there today, but you're playing a fly match. If they were playing a bound match, it'd be lower scores, quicker games, not as much action, and everybody wouldn't be able to feel bad about themselves. So here's a drifter. Wayne did not have a typical Wayne striking match in the first one. There's a high one, but directly to the right fielder. And it's going to bounce. And so we're going to have a bases loaded situation. It was pretty high. I don't know where he was playing. I don't have that kind of focal point on this, but bases are loaded. It was high and short. I thought for sure it was going to be an out. And now we got bases loaded for Lefty, who's batting righty. This can't be right. I'm beginning to question the batting order I was giving as Lefty is batting righty. And he's going to right field over the second baseman. It's going to get to the right fielder. Mishandle. That's going to score a couple. The throw's going into third. There is no play there. Lefty's going to make his first. Baby is going to tally an ace. Yeti is tallying an ace. Drifter is going to stay put at second. That's going to bring up Quicksilver. The names are right because this is Quicksilver. So Lefty was batting righty. He must be left-handed. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to the bottom of that later as Quicksilver beats it into the ground. There's going to be a force at third, and then Dirtbag is going to hold as to not make the carousel start. So Drifter is going to record the first out of the inning at third. Lefty's going to take his second. Quicksilver takes his first, and that brings up Brian Essen. But Brian Essen, the reason I was able to make this road trip, he was the contact. Him and Landon Smith were the gentlemen that cleared the path for me to be able to come and do this, and I appreciate that. And what a wonderful venue. And that's a well-hit ball through the hole into right field, directly to the right fielder. They're going to get the ball in quick as to keep the bases loaded. But a well-struck ball by Brian Essen. Here comes Brandon. Bases loaded. Baseball things are happening right now. Baseball things are happening. There's a softly hit ball, but it's going to drop in between the shortstop and the center fielder. Center fielder is going to throw to second to try to get the force. It is a missed throw. Right in the dirt, and that's going to tally Lefty. It's going to get Quicksilver over to third. It's going to get Butta to second, and it's going to have Brandon taking us first. So bases are still loaded with one out. Three runs in so far for the Buckeyes. Wasting no time. A ball hit, struck to the center fielder. He camps. He's got it. Well held. The ball comes in. There is no attempt to... That was Radish that hit that ball. There was no attempt to proceed to the next base, as it were. That's going to bring up Rook with two outs, and the base is loaded. As the Buckeyes have tied the score, there is a ball hit to the shortstop, underhand toss to wrong way, covering second base, and that's going to be the last out of the inning. So that's going to bring the score 3-3 tie after one inning. We do have a pretty decent amount of people for the considering the mild weather. Lined up here in chairs. And from what I hear, the Village hasn't even officially opened yet. They usually have a lot more people walking around to watch and to be able to see the vintage baseball. So what a great place this is. They're like they were telling me earlier, they're lucky to have this location. And when you find a location like this, you are lucky and you want to hold on to it. When it adds to the game, that's when you get people to come. And unfortunately, because we're destroying the world, there's just not a lot of places like this. As far as we don't play on baseball fields. So to find a place that's a field and is surrounded by something that's of the same genre of what you're doing in vintage baseball, as Clink takes a couple of bouncers over to second base and... Well held at first, and Jeanette Johnson's going to be the first down on that. That's going to bring up Jeff Cox, Lightfoot. But when you got a location that goes with the vintage baseball, I mean, you've really struck gold there. And that is a foul tip back to the catcher on the first pitch. And Jeff Cox is out. We've all been there. We've all done that. I've done it millions of times, unfortunately. So he doesn't feel the best right now. Back to the top of the lineup. Connor Batbreaker is up. He was out on a force at third base in the first inning. He is one that's got the red stockings on. Looks pretty good. That's a high arcer. If you can get through the Black Flags of Droverton or a stout club, if you can get a whitewash inning out of them, and there's a line drive single into left center field, Batbreaker is going to make his first on that. If you can get a whitewash, if you can get a zero-run inning before you're getting to the meat, because now they're back up to the Redners, Splinter's up, it's huge. It's huge to get those two quick outs at the bottom of the lineup. You really got to take advantage of that. We talk about taking advantage of situations in vintage baseball all the time. It's really a baseball chess thing. There's a foul ball. Wayne's going after it, and Wayne is going to, oh, it's going to be out of reach of his outstretched hand, so Kyle's going to have another chance here. Here comes the pitch. patience. Waiting. We're waiting. You know the funnest thing as the pitch is on the way again, and it's short? It's people. You watch these baseball players. They're all talking baseball right now. Like one guy's showing his back. One guy's talking about a positioning on a play as there's a pop out to shortstop. Yeti's going to handle that. And that's going to be the third out. Quick half inning right there as no runs come across. Still 3-3 as the Buckeyes come out bottom of the second. But as I was saying, there's people everywhere talking baseball right now. And it's all different facets. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing ever right now in the world. I have my nephew, Alexander Washlock, plays baseball for Wabash College. So he's playing right now on the interwebs, and I can't watch it. I'll watch a replay. As Panama is coming up, I think I said that too loud. He's looking over like, what are you talking about, dude? Wayne's walking by with some potato chips and bananas. Oh, that reminds me. I got some combos in my bag and a Red Bull. Oh, I got to find somebody to take over. I got a urination situation happening pretty soon. I don't know who I'm going to get to take over for me. Between games is when I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to make a run for it, and I don't know where anything is around here. But I tell you, there's a lot of trees and bushes. All right, Panama, taking his time. Some of these are short. He's got some skinny, tall legs. He reached. Impatience. Jim Wood's going to field that. Underhand flip to first, and that's going to be the first out. That is going to bring up triple. The Buckeyes uniforms are dark blue, in most cases, slacks. Slacks, of course, very historically accurate. They have the white long sleeve jersey. They have a shield. It's a white shield with a blue outline with the classy B for Buckeyes on it with a white cap with a blue bill. It's a very classic vintage baseball uniform. I mean, we are seeing some really good uniforms in this. That's a good play. So there is a ball hit to the shortstop. Shortstop slides on his knees, moving to his left, makes the play, hops up, throws. Runner is on at first. Oh, those runners. Oh. That brings Leadfoot up. First two outs in the inning once again. That's four straight outs for the Buckeyes. Not that I'm keeping score, but I am. So Leadfoot is up in a game that started off with fireworks, has slowed down to a crawl, and there's a pop-up to the pitcher. So 1-2-3, how many times do you say that in vintage baseball? And that's going to bring to the end of the second, and the score is going to stay 3-3. A tale of two innings, fireworks and chaos, and then nothing. Going to the top of the third. We got somebody with a Pop-Tart. I don't know. Could be jerky. There's a lot of people eating as they walk onto the field right now. There's a lot of people over at the Cincinnati Buckeyes bench eating. Somebody brought something. That's what's going on here. There's food over there. I don't have any of that food. I'm going to try to avoid the food table as I probably can't have any of that food. That's not my food. I want that food. I'm going to have to avoid it, though, because I'm going to have to make a run for the border after this, and not to Taco Bell, but to the latrine. Well-hit ball out to center field through the hands. It's Jay Redner that just hit that. Through the hands of the center fielder, but he does recover quickly, keeping Jay toot-toot at first base. That's going to bring up Dirtbag. Dirtbag, one of the, he's the captain of the Addison Mountain Stars in Pennsylvania. But he's one of those vintage baseball players. He's in that group of guys that is going to travel to play vintage baseball. And his wife, Jeanette, will most of the time as well. But you'll find him in all bordering states playing baseball. He can't get enough. He's still young. They don't have kids yet. They're still young. They don't have foul ball off to the right. And Adam almost hits a little girl. Ball coming back in. Adam having a laugh with the catcher. Unfortunately, that was a near homicide situation. There's a nice pitch, and he ropes it into left center field. center fielder is going to get over. They're going to attempt to throw to third. No throw. Landon decides, as a cutoff recipient, to hold. Jay Redner is going to take his third. Adam Johnson takes his first. It's going to bring up Jim Wood. Now, remember, Jim Wood, thigh issue. If I was the pitcher for the Buckeyes, I'd put one right in his thigh. Or in his eye. Or neither. Some would say neither. We're getting a little shimmy out of Jim Wood. Crouched down. Comes up. Hits it to right field. To the right fielder. The right fielder jumps forward, attempting to make the catch. He's not going to do it. There's going to be a mishandle. Adam Johnson's going to go to third. No throw. 2-2 tallies. Adam Johnson's going to make his third. Jim Wood at first base. That's going to bring up Pops, captain of the Black Flags at Droverton, an all-around swell guy. And that's a high pop fly to center. He's going to have to come in. He does make the play. That is going to score a run. And they are going to try to get Jim Wood getting back to first base because he's ginger. But they do not. Jim Wood gets back to first. That's going to be the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Rick Crumman two times. Oh, I've ruined it. Still in his Cincinnati Red Stockings uniform, except for the hat. We know who you are. Who are you trying to hide? Yeah, it's the thing about those nice white Cincinnati uniforms, man. They're dirty. They get dirty easy. And there's a rope into center. They're going to throw to second, and they're going to get the force on Mr. Wood because he's running very gingerly right now. He has incurred an injury, and he's trying to tough it out because he wants to play. He's just going to make it worse, I think, if he keeps going. We'll see if there's a designated runner for him in his future, because I don't think they're going to get him out of the game. So, wrong way, Jeff Rice is up with 2 outs now and a runner on first, which is Rick Crumman. Wrong way hits it in the left center field. The left fielder and the center fielder cross each other. Nobody goes to catch it, and it falls in for a single for Wrong Way. Two times makes a second.
Two times.
That's going to bring up Clink. The clinker, former Pumpkin Festival queen, Jeanette Johnson. If you go back into the archives of the Roller on the Barrel Vintage Baseball Podcast, Jeanette was the Pumpkin Festival queen or some Pumpkin Fest, or I don't want to get the name wrong of the fest, but I am. She reaches a little bit. There's a lot of reaching going on out there today, and she's going to hit a soft liner to shortstop. Yeti's going to handle. That's going to be the third out of the inning. Two runs across for the Black Flags, taking the 5-3 lead. Now they're saying only one run, but I had two for me because I had Toots and Dirtbag scoring. But I am unofficial, so the official score right now is 4-3. We'll see what happens if I was. I'm giving Yeti the fact that I have 5 for the Black Flags and they only have 4. We'll see on that. I do have Jay Redner and Adam Johnson scoring in that last inning. Might not have happened. Buckeye Lightfoot hits it into the ground. Adam Johnson's up with the ball. Throw to first. It's going to be short. Jim Wood's going to bumble and fumble it, but he's going to pick it back up just in the nick of time. That's going to be the first out of the inning. They're going to go back to the top of the lineup. Yeah, I want pizza. Do I look like a guy who doesn't want pizza? Drifter's just offered me some pizza. He's going to get me some pizza. Oh, my God. That's amazing. And Connor's going to head to second. Slides in head first. We got to play at second, and he's going to be safe. Oh, that's not Connor. Slide rule made the first out. I'm sorry. Not Lightfoot. I'm on the wrong team. Shut up. So this is Baby. This is the top of the lineup. They added another guy in the lineup. They did it to me again. So the Buckeyes added somebody to the lineup. I don't know who that is on second base. Who's that on second? Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Thanks. Drifter. Hello, nice guy bringing me pizza. How do you know I had a weakness? Slide rules on second. There is an out in the inning. I can only assume that was Leadfoot. So Baby is up. Baby hits a pop fly over to third baseman's head that's going to fall in. Perfect placement as I eat pizza. Nobody puts Baby in the corner. Slide rule stays at second. That's going to bring up Yeti. El Crusho. Left center. It's going in. Nope, it died. Hit the ground and died. It did not roll into the forest. That's going to score. It's going to score one. Tally slide rule. Baby's over to third. Yeti is at second. That's going to bring up Drifter. Delivery man. Pizza delivery man. No, he doesn't deliver pizza. He delivered it to me just now. He's due for a crush job. And there it was, but it went foul. He got a lot of that. He didn't get all of it, but he got a lot of it. But it's foul. Swinging with bad intentions is what you're seeing here. Ball's back into play. Wayne with the cargo pants. And I wonder if he's got tots in that pocket. There's something in that pocket. I wonder if it's tots. I want some of those tots. Screaming line drive to right field. Directly to the right fielder, but it's going to get there in a couple of hops. So that's going to tally. Baby. Going to take Landon over to third. And Wayne is taking his first. I still believe there's one out. That's going to bring up Lefty. Batting righty. High down the left field line. That's going to be fair. It's going to go into, it's going to hit a tree, so it's not going to go into the forest. They're hitting the cutoff. That's going to be a double for Lefty. That's going to take Drifter over to third. That's going to tally an ace for Yeti. And the Buckeyes are cooking in the third. That brings up Quicksilver. Beats into the ground. I think it was fair. It was. Got a long throw to first. A little offline. They do not get that. A throw home. Wayne is going to be safe at home. He had to avoid the bat. That was a scary situation for a second. Drifter tallies that ace. Lefty goes over to third. Quicksilver's at first. Butt is up at the plate, Brian Essen. That was a long throw for Adam Johnson. It wasn't that far offline, but it was far enough to take the first baseman off the bag. Brian not very happy that he just let that one go by. But it did not result in him reaching for the next one. Sometimes people overcompensate for one they want let by, and here's a good one. And that's going to go foul. One bounce into the shrubbery after the matches. Hoping to maybe get a couple of eight-minute interviews with people. You know, these guys show up to play, and if one of the clubs needs players, they're going to play, and that's off the end of the bat, I think. Into center field, though, for a hit. It's going to tally a run. We're going to get Quicksilver going over to third. Nice hustle out of Quicksilver, and Butta makes his first. I got pizza sauce on my sweatshirt. My wife will be, she'll understand. Swing and a miss by Brandon. It's going to be a foul tip to the catcher for the second out of the inning. A fine play by Clint Johnson. That brings up Radish, I think. That's a reach. A lot of reaching today, like I said. To short to second for the force. That's going to do it. Brian Essen's going to make the third out. That means Brandon's going to lead off the next inning. Buckeyes are going to plate five. Don't ask me. I'm unofficial. I've got 8-5. So I was right on their score. It's 8 for Buckeyes, 4 for Black Flags, even though I have 5 for the Black Flags. I don't think they have anyone keeping score over there. Jeff Cox is up, and he gets a hold of it out to left field. It's left fielder had to come up quick to try to make a play on that, and he did not. So Jeff Cox, who has a substitute runner, is going to make his first. Jeanette running for him. So that's going to bring up top of the order, and that's Connor with the runner on first. Jim Wood's going to walk by here, and I'm going to say, hey, Jim, can you ask Adam and Jay if they both scored last inning? Because if they did, you guys have 5. I'm not going to say I trust myself 100%, but I am trying to pay attention. There's a hit into the left center field gap, knocked down by the center fielder. Yeah, so it's 5. So Connor is safe at first. Jeanette Johnson running for Jeff Cox is safe at second. That's going to bring up Kyle Redner. Jeanette Johnson out at second with the whitest shirt. I think it's one shade away from being invisible. Like, it's so white. Like, she needs to get some dirt on that, roll around on the ground like one of my dogs. Like, she looks too proper, I think, is what's going on here. And there's a short one. It's going to bounce and fair. It's going to roll foul. The catcher's going to make a nice play. Catcher came up with it and threw to first. That's a fantastic play. That's the first out of the inning. Clink's going to take her third. Connor's going to take his second. That's going to bring up Jay Redner, the better looking of the Redners. That's high over to right field. There's going to take a bounce on the path. It didn't. It died into the grass. And we're going to redo that. And ball's back in play as we have second and third, one out here in the fourth inning. Top of the fourth for those of you keeping score at home. I know that you are. There's a ball. Olayed by the shortstop. Landing into center field, the ball goes. That's going to score one, and that's going to be it. So, Jeanette Johnson running four. Jeff Cox is going to tally that ace. Connor is over to third. And Toots is over at making his first. That brings up Adam Johnson, who's not going to wait. To right field, directly to the right fielder. He's got to back up maybe a step. He's going to make the catch. That is going to bring in a run. Connor's going to tally that ace as Adam Johnson will get a sac fly to his, not to his credit. Unfortunately, it's vintage. That's good. Two outs. Two runs in here for Black Flags. It's going to bring up Jim Wood. Just like I said, he's still in the game. Does not look like he's using a designated runner yet. That'll happen because that injury is just going to get a little bit worse as the day goes on. And it's a high fly ball directly to the left fielder. He's going to handle that. And Jim Wood is out. And that's going to do it for the top of the fourth. Black Flags are going to score two. I thought they already had five. It should be 8-7 right now. We'll see what happens. And the score has been corrected, so it's 8-7 going into the bottom of the fourth. I don't want to say I was right. I was right. I have to point out when I was right because of all the times that I'm wrong. I got to try to even it out. So we got Pops Wegman on the mound right now, around the stripe. What do you call it? It's the stripe. And coming up for the Buckeyes, I think, is Brandon again. The batting order went. It does. That's what I have unofficially. Ball hit to short. Up with the throw over to first base. Well struck. Directly to the shortstop. Well held by the shortstop. Fine throw to first base. Well held by the first baseman. You can't go much wrong with everything that happened on that play, except you can't hit it directly to the shortstop. One out. That brings up Radish, who I thought I called Panama earlier. I don't know what's going on. That's going to go right to the shortstop over his head. It's going to dink in for a single there for Radish. If I'm doing everything right, this would be Rook, and I'm not sure. I'll get letters. I'm not worried about it. Everyone will tell me I was wrong. He jumps at it, and it's going to be a slow roller to first. Second baseman's going to kind of shovel it over to the first baseman. It's going to go into the bench area. Everybody's going to move up a base. Ball's going to come back in. That's going to – I think that's Rook who takes his first. I think that's Radish who took his second. I think this is Panama up right here. Everybody adds people to their lineups, and I never know. And because I'm not familiar with the people, I get it all jacked up. A lot of reaching today. A lot of impatience. I don't know if it's getting back into the groove of the season. I don't know if it's because it's a tad on the chilly side, but impatience for the most part. There's a ball hit to the second baseman. He's going to knock it down. He's going to not be able to get the throw off in time to get him at first. I got Radish tallying. I got Rook making his third. I got Panama making his first. And this would be according to my, and it's not right. I know I'm not right. It says triple. This could be Leadfoot. I'm going to get these names right for their second match, though, because I'm learning who everybody is. Sort of. That's beat into the ground. Clink's going to come up, make the throw accurately to first. They're coming back home with the throw, and it's going to tally a run there. If that's Rook, he's tallies that run. Panama heads down to second. Now, according to my scorebook, this is Leadfoot. He doesn't look like a Leadfoot, though. Now we got Baby up next. See, we're off one. I wonder if somebody left the game, and because I don't know them, I don't know who it is. Foul down third baseline. So this is a young gentleman. Maybe not as young as I thought a second ago. He got older. He You know that episode of Seinfeld where she looks really good in the light, and then in certain light she looks not so good? He just changed it in the light. Kind of young guy, I'll say that. But there's no way he's lead foot. He's got to be slide rule. Because baby, I see baby on deck. He beats it into the ground. Pops comes over to it. It's probably going to hold. 8-7. Bottom of the fourth. We are 51 minutes into this match officially. It's a fly ball to left. That's going to be well held. A very casually held out in the left. That's what I know. Baby made the third out. I know Yeti leads off the next inning. Somebody left the game for the Buckeyes, and we'll figure that out. I can tell you that this young kid that plays catcher for the Buckeyes, he's got really long legs, and he's either Radish or Panama, and neither one of those names makes sense for what he looks like. So it doesn't help. Buckeyes have gone ahead 10-7, had some fireworks in the first inning, died in the second inning, and then the fireworks really started back up in the third inning. Do I have... Yes, I do. I have you up. But I'm unofficial. I don't want to make a mistake. Vintage lineups can be a little tricky because it's who follows the third out, no matter where the third out is made. If you make an out at third base and you're the third out of the inning, whoever followed you in the batting order, that's who leads off the next inning. Sometimes that can get a little tricky. And sometimes, and we have not seen it here today, but it does come into, as Dennis hits the hen house in foul territory, it does come into gameplay. It's a strategy move of when you have 2 outs in the inning, you want to make sure the person who you're forcing out at a base is beneficial to your team of where the lineup comes back up the next inning. If you got a guy on first and second and you hit it to the shortstop, and those are two good hitters on first and second, you don't want to do the force at third or at second. You want to throw to first and get past those hitters so they don't come back up. But if it's vice versa, if they're the poorest hitters on the team, you want to force that guy at third and have the poor hitters come back up to lead off the next inning. You have to forethink on that. I don't think teams in a non-tournament situation really pay attention to that kind of thing. But I have seen it. I have done it. I have yelled out where we're going to go with this next one, if that's the situation. Still looking for the henhouse ball. No, we have the henhouse ball. We're still waiting for the people. When we lost the people looking for the henhouse ball. We got the ball. Pops Wegman high up towards the henhouse. It stayed in play. Brian Essen made a nice diving attempt at that. And like I said, down third base, you don't have a lot of room. So you're really taking it into your own hands. He made a good attempt. He had the ball in hand, and it bounced off. So he's just got to think about what could have been in the lore of Butta. Another foul ball by Dennis Wegman, really, really wearing down the ball. Dennis throws his bat down in disgust. Where have I seen that before? And goes and gets another bat and says, you know what? How am I ever going to bounce back to the pitcher if I keep bounding it into the ground? Nope, left center field line drive hit. He'll never use a different bat. Pops is always using this bat, and this bat is getting sent to the Hall of Fame right now. Here we go. Rick Crumman two times coming up with Pops on first. Close ball game here once again, 10-7. Buckeyes have the lead. A couple of high quality clubs going at it right here. I expect the intensity to really start amping up here in this last part of the game. Shot to the center fielder and right center. He gets over there, but misplay off the chest. That's going to move Pops over to take his second. Rick's going to take his first. Wrong way, Jeff Rice is going to be up. It helps when I know some of the guys. I don't get lost in the lineup. Misplay by the catcher. Everyone's going to try to Pops. Nope, Pops decided not to. He's going to go back. Rick thought he was really going to go for it, so Rick was already getting close to second base. He has to turn around and get back. It was the right play by Pops, but then he remembered this isn't 20 years ago. So wrong way up. A crouch stance with a bat twirl. That's a $5 fine on the bat twirl. The line drive over right field. It's going to get right to the right fielder. They're going to try to get him at first. That isn't going to happen. bases are going to be loaded. And that's going to bring up the clink. Jeanette Johnson, base is loaded. She's probably good for a line drive over to shortstop's head here. Patient. And there it is, into center field. Off, they're going to try to get the force at second. That's not going to go well. The ball is wrangled up by the second baseman, and that's just going to keep everybody at bay. Jeanette Johnson's going to take her first. Jeff Rice is going to take his second. Rick Crumman's going to take his third. Dennis Pops Wegman is going to tally an ace here. That's going to make the score 10-8. Black Flags down by a couple still. With Jeff Cox up with a designated runner, and that runner is going to be Adam Johnson. And that's a foul tip back, but catcher does not make the play. It goes through him as we approach officially 1 hour into the match. That's another foul back to the catcher who just out of his reach. And here comes the pitch. He's going to take it, think about it for a little bit. Wind's picking up a little bit towards right field. Short pitch. If you hear the birds in the background, those aren't the fake ones from the Masters. Jeff Cox high to the shortstop, landing going back a little bit over his head. Everyone's going to move up. They're going to try to get a force at third. No, it's a misplay. Two times is going to tally. One time. Wrong way is going to make his third. Clink is going to make her second. And Adam Johnson running for Jeff Cox is going to make his first. That's going to bring it to the top of the lineup. It's Connor. Bat breaker. That's going to make the score 10-9. Into the dirt, towards a shortstop. Shovel over to third for the force. So Jeanette Johnson's going to make that first out of the inning. Wrong way is going to tally that run to tie the score. Adam Johnson's going to make his second. Connor's going to make his first. And we are tied with one out in the top of the fifth. Kyle Redner up to the plate. Runners on first and second, one out. It's a well-struck ball into center field. That's going to load the bases up. Adam Johnson's not going to stop. He's going to make the wide turn. He is going to be safe. Awkward slide by Adam Johnson. So we got to see if he's okay. Connor's going to make his third. Kyle is going to make his second on that. It appeared that Adam Johnson came around third, had to shorten his round because there's not a lot of room over there around third base, came into home, was going to slide. I cannot tell if he meant to slide or if sliding was because of an injury. But he went down, he scored, and boy, that wasn't the right thing to say there. And Adam Johnson is actually on his hands and knees, crawling back to the bench just to get to the bench, refusing help. I'm watching him intently to see what part of his body hurts, and he refuses to rub dirt on it. I don't know what's wrong. Could be an ankle. Could be a knee, could be an ankle, could be a thigh, could be a groin. And we're about to resume play here. There's been a call for ice. I'll get an update on Adam Johnson's condition when I have it. He is sitting on the bench in obvious pain. We're going to get back underway here. He did just score the run for the Black Flags to take the lead, 11-10. Somebody just offered him a bag of frozen peas. He says, I don't eat green vegetables. What's the matter with you? He's talking about the play. Seems to be okay. His wonderful wife has rounded up a bag of ice. And I'm going to see where he slaps this bag of ice. Oh, he's got drugs. So I'm assuming that's Motrin. Aleve. He's popping in the drugs. He's taking a drink. Where's he going to put the ice bag? We're all waiting with bated breath. Where is the ice bag going? The ice bag is going on the ankle. Left ankle. Yep, it's a left ankle injury for Adam Johnson. And I don't know why the game has stopped for this entire thing to draw out. He's on the bench. Let's play. No offense. Here we go. And first ball swinging out to right field. Kyle Redner. That's going to score Connor. That was Jay Redner. Because Kyle Redner's on third. 2-2 over to first, takes the lead. And look who's up to look who's up to hit. It's Adam Johnson with his wife as his pinch runner. This is a unusual. We got one out. We got first and third. We got the Black Flags up by one. Adam's smiling and laughing, so everything appears to be fine. He'll have a bruise, and he swings, and his wife is running, and it's held by Landon in center field, who runs out into short center field to catch that. So that's going to be a second out of the inning, bringing up Jim Wood, another injured hero. We got an ankle. We got a thigh. I haven't been able to eat this pizza. It's cold. I mean, we're all struggling out here. Everybody's suffering. I'm afraid to drink this Red Bull, though. I don't know what'll happen. There's a well-struck ball into right center field. Center fielder comes over to get it. Pops up. That's going to tally. That's going to tally an ace for Kyle Redner. That's going to take Jay Redner to second. It's going to put Stick on first base. They've batted around, and here comes Pops Wegman again. High fly ball to left field, directly to the left fielder. Didn't have to move. He's going to throw that bat. That's a third out. Third out, but Black Flags put six. Unofficially, I have 13 to 10. I'm going to make a mistake. Here's the problem with me being an unofficial scorer. I'm going to make a mistake, and then somebody's going to get mad at me. And I'm going to be, hey, I don't know what to tell you. That's what I got. 13 to 10. Bottom of the fifth. We are an hour and 8 minutes into this game. Yeti's leading off for the Buckeyes. I'm unofficial, though. Am I official now? No, damn, I don't need that kind of. I don't need that. All right, we got Yeti leading off the inning. I don't know for sure, but this might be the Buckeyes' last chance at this. I don't know if they're doing time limit. I don't know. They must be doing a time limit. We're an hour and nine-ish into this match. Pops is being careful. Everything a little bit short. That one's not. And Yeti pounds it into the ground to short. Short comes up. Nice throw and catch combination at the same time, but it's going to one hop, causing Yeti to be able to make his first. Knocked down well by Stick over there, but it's a bang, bang. Bang, bang play? Is that one? Bang, bang? That's going to bring up Drifter. It is popped up. Stick coming in to make the play. No. Clink does cover second. Stick tries to give her the shovel. That does not work either. So we got Yeti at second. We got Drifter at first. I'm beginning to think that this guy isn't lefty. Trying to listen to his team cheer him on. What's his name? He's batting righty. This is either lefty or Quicksilver. Ooh, back up the middle. That is going to result in bases loaded, except Landon is going to try to come home on it, and he's going to be tagged out. Quicksilver hits it in the left center field. That's going to fall. Wayne is going to try to score on this, but the throw goes into third base, so he's going to be up safely. I tally that ace. That makes that score 13 to 11. Lefty, I believe, takes his third. Quicksilver takes his first. That's going to bring up Brian Essen. Butter. Straight butter. They only got 2 outs left. I think this is going to be the end of the match if they do not do anything with this. Well, I think it's the end of the match no matter what. So if they score four, they're going to win this game. So they need three more. We got drama. That's going to be knocked down by Pops. Pops is going to throw to first. Lefty's going to tally that ace. Butta is going to be out at first. That's 2 outs. That's the second run in. It's 13 to 12 in what we got going on here. My scorebook says this is supposed to be Brandon. Hit into right field. Misplay out there in right. There's a strong throw. A strong throw to home by Batbreaker. That's going to keep the runner at third. So we got Radish up, I believe. He's going to hit it on the ground to third base. Third base is going to take it over to Clink at second. That's going to be the force. And I think that's going to end this game at an unbelievable 13 to 12 nail biter. And that's going to do it as they line up. Final score, 13 to 12. With the Black Flags at Overton taking it. Thanks for listening.